שלום לכם, אנחנו בישיבת כתבים.
Hello to everyone, this is our writers meeting with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello everyone. And we would like to continue talking about the implications of the coronavirus in different areas of life. Today we will talk about the millennials who are taking the brunt of the economic crisis following the corona crisis, and there is a new research paper from the Knesset. It says that the people up to 24 years old are hurt the hardest by the crisis. Many of them worked for low wages in unstable occupations, and therefore their situation now is the worst. So yes, we see younger faces in the protests. Mostly, most of the people suffering here in terms of employment are younger, up to age 34 globally, statistically speaking. So the people who are most affected by unemployment are millennials, 28 to 38 years old. So what can we tell them, Dr. Lightman? That there is no future to the systems we built. That's why our systems are changing. With previous systems, our children, the young, cannot find any gainful employment. They don't want to agree with the world that was, and it doesn't matter even because the world isn't good for them anymore. So we have to see that there's a big difference now in the generation, and also its wrapper, so to speak, envelope, the human society as a whole. Yes, a new generation has come that didn't know what happened before. Dudi, what do you mean? Who's the new generation? Dr. Lightman. Well, those you say now who are like 20 years old, plus 10 years, more or less, they don't know what to do. And I see this as a general trend. We don't know what to teach them. See what's happening with school, with the education system. It's all under the influence of one upper force. That's why these young people are in a new kind of vortex, whirlpool that needs to bring them to a new shore from the bottoms of the sea, the ocean. Do the young have a new role in the new world? Dr. Lightman, yes, but they shouldn't learn from us. They don't need it, by the way. And of their own accord, they disregard us, and that's right. They need to educate themselves for the era that they're facing. Duty. So who will they learn from? Like Dr. Lightman, they will learn from themselves, from nature, from the knowledge we give them. Because what we know about the last generation, the generation of the Messiah, the plan of nature, they need to know all these things. That's the main thing they need. All these professions that came before are built on lies, on such a narrow worldview that they don't need. They themselves feel it.
מה אמרת קודם שהם צריכים להגיע לחוף חדש?
Dudi, you said before that they have to reach new shore. What is this new shore? How do they get there?
לארץ חדשה.
רצון לחיות. New land, Eretz, from the word Ratzon, new desire, new will. They need to live in harmony together, to stop fighting and to stop building themselves on the ruin of others. Everything's changed. The laws of nature have changed. They're now working more openly. These new laws are the laws of integral nature, and one who isn't adapted, adjusted to them, will disappear, as if he never was. What is the future perspective of the young? For the young. Dr. Leitman, first to live how to live in the, to learn how to live in the integral world. Yes, and we have to do that through our education, and we cannot wait for this to happen. It won't take 20 years, etc. It's not like that, the way nature is opening itself up now in our days. We see that we ourselves who are studying the wisdom of Kabbalah and teaching this, we see that nature is pressing us, pushing us. I'll ask differently. On who does it depend? On who does the future of the young depend? On themselves? On the older people? Dr. Leitman. On everyone who studies Kabbalah with Dr. Leitman. Seriously. It may be that other people study in other institutions, but I can say that here people are studying the method of connection, the method of correction by Baal Sulam and Rabash. They talked about it. I don't see any other sources, although there may be such places which are adjacent, close to us. So the young have to learn and then to pass it on. That's the role. They now have the greatest heaviness, the greatest blow hit them. Is it on purpose for them to feel the need for change? Dr. Leitman, yes. And I think we need to take this into account. We need to open universities, courses for new education as quickly as possible for the young, for the new people who have no need, no urge for it. They only understand that they're helpless. The old world is coming to a close. They're at the entrance to the new world, and they don't know what happened exactly, why it's opening again. And we need to teach them that. The transition between the two worlds and how to enter the new world and to organize this new world for everyone. Judy, we see that the wisdom of Kabbalah, as we know it, attracts older people, relatively speaking. What will bring the young? No, they need to see that the world is built for the young. This revolution happening now is for the young.
So,
there is no future to any behavior which is like the old world. They need to learn how to build their new world. When you say they need to come learn, they need to learn the foundations of the wisdom of Kabbalah. What do they need?
Dr.
Leitman, of course, What they need is to learn how to build the new society in a practical sense. The wisdom of Kabbalah has many, many parts to it. They don't need to learn how to serve the Lord exactly. This will confuse them then for many years. We know this about ourselves. No, we need to teach them how to build an integral society in a very simple, easy way, practical way. Owen, you talked about a new land, a desire to be in harmony with nature, in harmony together, to stop fighting each other. Many people in Israel, almost everyone, after finishing their army service, they take a big bag and they go out to the world without any time limitations. They look for a new life, a new framework, good connections with others. Can you perhaps explain about this new land? How will a person feel? How will he be connected to those around him? Dr. Reitman, I'm talking about the new land that needs to come up in the land of Israel, needs to be established. We're talking about this with respect to the young, those young people who want to flee every which way from this place, Israel. Well, we want all the young to remain, to enter our framework, to establish the new land of Israel, the new people of Israel, and reach the heavens. Oh, and what will this new land be like, the new Israel? Will it be better than now? What's different? Dr. Lightman, it's going to be perfect. Perfection. Everything, including love thy friend as thyself, including the structure of the world, the function, the proper function of each individual, there's the purpose, the meaning of creation, the meaning of life, where the person is higher than all of nature, the whole universe, where everything is within his reach. Dudi, what will be the things that excite a person in the new land? Perfection. I don't have another word, I cannot replace it with anything. We're built in such a way where if parts connect in our minds and hearts, which were opposite before, if they connect together and complement each other, complete each other, we feel in that we feel true peace, inner quiet, and wholeness. I don't know what other word you can have. Oh, and what will people enjoy in the new land? Dr. Lightman, it's written that there's no greater pleasure than the undoing of doubts, meaning that when there are opposite things, they don't only complement each other, they complete each other. What one lacks, the other one completes until they're in wholeness together. And so we come from a state of complete lack of wholeness to complete wholeness. And this brings about unprecedented pleasure. Owen, so what kind of entertainment will you have? The young like to have fun, be entertained. Dr. Lightman. Those are the entertainments. It's called tasting the fruits of paradise, right? The undoing of doubts, the solving of questions, the attainment of perfection, of the upper force, above time, motion, space. To not just walk this little earth with a little backpack, but to travel the whole universe and above its boundaries and limits. to a place that we can never reach with our senses, above time, above any limitation. Oh, and what kind of parties will you have in this new land? Dr. Lightman, parties of completion. Owen, what are parties of completion? Dr. Lightman, parties of completion. Well, it means that we sit and we enjoy the radiance of divinity. Right, that's how it is. That's the party. This wholeness takes place between us, and we see from one end of the world to the other. We discover all things from every direction, and this is how we're built. We're fulfilled in an unlimited fashion. It's called getting drunk on the wine of the Torah. Owen, is it good wine, better than whiskey? Dr. Lightman, there is nothing better. Owen, why, what's there in there? Dr. Lightman, it has the feeling of perfection, the perfection of reality, which fulfills us to not leaving a single empty space. It's a vacant space. Owen, thank you. Dudi, I don't understand exactly what opposite parts in mind and heart connect, what doubts they undo. Can you explain exactly? Dr. Lightman, no, I can't, because this is a lot to learn, and it opens up more and more. It's like when you go to a hospital, if God forbid you have someone you know who's sick, if you run into some cleaning person, he says, oh, it's not that terrible, it's okay, they'll go to here or there, they'll give him this or that medicine, it'll be fine. If you meet someone who's more learned, like a doctor, he says, no, we don't know, we need to do tests and see. If you go to someone who's even more learned, the head of the department or something, he will say, well, it's not simple, we don't know, it's difficult to say. Meaning, the more intelligent and knowledgeable you are, the more doubts you have. And if people engage in those very high degree of doubts, and then undoing the doubts brings very, very great satisfaction. Noma, please. Noma. So I saw the protests of the young yesterday on TV. The young said that they're being thrown out of their homes because they have no work, they cannot pay rent, they're waiters, etc. So they cannot go study, they cannot work. So it's a state of survival. The question is, in this state of actual survival, is there a thought, a desire to learn the laws of nature? The laws of nature. Dr. Lightman. Of course, yes, just take hotels and put them in there in, perhaps not the best conditions, a bit tighter than usual maybe, but just to put them in such places, domicile them there, give them food and drink and study. Something to study. They should study like in a boarding school, like students. Otherwise, all the ills of the world can come from them. No, the nation has to do this, the state. Otherwise, it will be very, very bad.
Ken?
Yes.
No.
Well.
No,
so for the time We don't work, we only study. Look, the right one. Who needs to work? You see how many unemployed people we have? You don't need to work. We need to have them study. A person who studies generates a good, positive environment that the society enjoys. He establishes the society in a more stable manner. And we need to see them as working.
As
people who are working.
No,
so we're talking about millennials, people 22 to 38 years old in the United States and all over the world. It's the same situation for them. Dr. Lightman, of course this happens in the whole world. This has to be the same with, it's the same with all the young generation. No, so it's all the nations have to do the same thing, right? Dr. Lightman, yes, of course, and the UN, UNESCO, all those. So the in Israel they're giving tens of millions shekels to programs for the unemployed. Dr. Lightman, this won't help at all. It'll just sink like water under the sand. Duty. No, the problem, yes, the problem is even greater. The all those institutions don't even have any plan to train the young, the unemployed. Each one of them has a cell phone, televisions. That's not a problem today. You need to sit them down next to screens, either public screens or on their private phones, and just put this knowledge into them. Let them learn this. And in the weekend, they should undergo examinations to just inflate them more and more and more. Without that, they don't receive a scholarship, they don't get a place to sleep in, nothing. They'll be thrown out of where they are. And it'll be a mess. Duty. So you're talking about social employment. Dr. Lightman, well, the words, the terms I use are... Dr. Lightman, yeah, no, it's... Duty, no, it's fine, but it's not very clear what to train these young people to do. Dr. Lightman, we want to coin a new term, a new profession, something we call a citizen, and that should be a very highly respected respected career. Chaim, what does it mean? Dr. Lightman, it means that he knows where he lives, in what times, in what nation, what he needs to do in order to fully realize his citizenship, how to establish the nation and the state in this new time. They build. Call them builders. Chaim. Well, the national institutions can teach that. Who needs to teach it? Dr. Lightman, well, what can I do about them? It's only us who can do it. Nobody can. Nobody wants to know how. You, all of you, need to write, to sit down together, have a meeting, and to decide how you see these things, and then to turn that over to the government, to the press, everywhere. And what you write, they will come to understand in a few months. Don't worry, they will understand it. Because you see how quickly everything is developing. Duty. So what does that citizen need to build? Dr. Lightman, a new society, a new nation. Duty, what does it mean to build a new regime and new institutions? What do you mean by new society? Dr. Lightman, soon it will come from these new young citizens who will learn in what way the nation needs to exist, where the connection between people is the they will educate people on how to connect together. The young generation needs it. They'll teach them how to create the new society, how to connect together. Yes, everything that we learn with you for many years now. Really, those young people who are unemployed now, many young people, they're finding new meaning to life in the demonstrations now. They're finding new ideals, new... Dr. Leitman, what can they bring to us if not outcries and shattering? Really? Yes, there's something shattering inside them, breaking inside them, and they want something new. Dr. Leitman, yes, that's what every new generation wants always. Duty. So how to navigate them, orient them towards correction, how to go into their hearts and minds? Dr. Leitman, through careful messaging over time, they need to know about this and they'll see that we are correct. If you published everything we've been talking about in the past few months, written large, perhaps we would have seen some results. So, okay, before that, we see that we have a problem, us, the disseminators. Dr. Leitman, of course, where are you disseminating? Okay, I don't know if it's a talk for this for right now, but the new leadership has to arise from these young people. Dr. Leitman, yes, they need to build a new people, a new state. A new people, meaning people who are connected together in some way. And the nation, the states, well, that refers to the system that binds all parts of the people into one, where you have different opposing factions, opposing currents, and they all connect together. Duty. And our messaging is what will help orient the frustration of the young towards a war to build the new society. No, right, man. We don't need to talk about wars. We need to talk about what nature demands of us. I think that we are in a process in nature where it's becoming clear to us how things are happening. And so there's no one to fight against. Them too who are going out in the streets, who are they fighting against? Against the The minister
of
finance. What can he do? He's sitting in his office, and his son is going out to the street. Right? He doesn't know, and then they don't know what to do. Nobody knows.
Norma.
Is it Ali Kataroe Bize?
Norma, what process do you see here? Dr. Leitman, I see a process in which we need to... Well, it doesn't matter if we know or not, if we understand or not. We have to pour everything out. We need to put it in every paper, everywhere. Besides for that, we need to have, let's call them booklets, maybe, where we place all of our articles, all of our thoughts. So this is like a kind of source from which later they take things and develop them. And this is how it goes into all sorts of things. I'm told Facebook or Twitter, other things. Nobody knows really, though. It just vanishes into the ether. No. It has to be done more seriously. There has to be a place called the foundation, the source of a new education or something, where you put all of your writings, all our stories, our discussions, our talks. Everything has to be there in one place, in every language. From there, we need to advertise.
רגע להבין נורמה, אתה מדבר פה על one site בינלאומי שמגיש את
כל... Okay, so to understand, you're talking about one site, an international site that has all of our materials there. I see. So you mentioned this dozens of times. We have such a website, but Dr. Reitman, not websites, one website, Dudi. So one website containing everything. Dr. Reitman, yes, I don't want Shelley to write there in her corner and Norma in her corner and everyone. No, when we disperse our energies, that brings us ruin. That's a source of ruin for us. Dudi, okay. Look, Reitman, it's not okay. In a month's time, you'll still be saying that it's okay. Continue. Norma. So widespread dissemination, as you see it, well, is the intention first to aware, to engender awareness regarding what's happening and where the solution is and what's the next step? Dr. Reitman, yes, and we need to talk about the new generation, what you're talking about here today, and to look at the demonstrations to see to what extent they're correct or not, meaning if they're correct, and they may be correct, but there's no solution. We need to have several opposing viewpoints, right? Because writers, it's like philosophers, or like in university, everywhere else. Noma, and what pertains to the, regarding what pertains to the citizen, what should he do? And what about policy, national policy? We talked about this. We talked about the young generation, especially these things are... Noma. Okay, so this website, you see it in every language, right? One website in many languages. Dr. Reitman, one website for the whole world. Don't scatter or disperse, right? Everything in one place. No, including video clips, articles, everything, all sorts of media. Dr. Reitman, everything. Noma, do you see any kind of summary, like the Arosa document in its time, or a document detailing how the new world needs to look like, something that summarizes all these elements? Dr. Reitman, you can put the Arosa document there as well. You can show people that we've been saying this for tens of years now, dozens of years. Yes?
Shelley,
please. Shelley? Yes, a question. When we turn to the young, do you see them as having preparations, inner preparations to accept our teachings? What do they need to have, Dr. Reitman? I'm not really taking that into account. And also, I'm telling you not to take the young as they are now, as you see them and understand them, under consideration in the way they show themselves. No, do what you think with respect to what we're talking about, what Baal Sulam says, but in a more popular manner that fits the times, and you will see how in a short time it will be very, very actual. It'll be in the front. I don't think it will take more than a few months.
על כל מיני מדינות ואתם
you see how all sorts of things will happen to different nations and you will see how they will be broken shattered in such a way where
שיתחילו לסגור חשבונות כאלה
there will be great fear that war is about to happen
כרגע כאילו באמת ההרגשה היא שאנשים דווקא מאוד מחפשים את הניגודיות, נהנים מהניגודיות.
Shelley, there's a feeling now that people are enjoying the contrast, the opposition. It gives them vitality when they oppose each other. Dr. Leitman, well, for the time being, it's not so dangerous, so I want to kind of invigorate people like that, stimulate them, but if it becomes an actual danger everyone will keep their silence and enter their corners Shelley, so we create content for the future right when this violent outbreak will pass and people transition to a place of actual fear we prepare their space we prepare the space right Dr. Eidman yes we talk about what's happening right now and also about what will come
שיהיו קצת עייפים מכל הדברים
האלה. They'll begin to kind of calm down.
שישארו בלי כסף ובלי פתרון.
They will remain without anything. They will remain without a solution. And what then?
אני רוצה רגע לשאול על מה שעכשיו אמרת.
Dudy, so I want to talk about what you just talked about, the website, namely, because there are many, many things happening here. I see that people interpret this very differently. So do, make a newspaper, do this, do that, good, not good. Look, there are many people who are listening to this now and you said you unite all the languages all the content on one site what how do you see it one website contains everything with which we need to turn to the world Dr. Leitman yes I've been talking about this many many times already I've said this and each of you just runs to his corner in order to say yes I did my part right each one just wants to cover their behind Dudy. Okay look you have all sorts of people at work software people management people you have writers and Dr. Eichmann if our materials aren't dispersed aren't published properly it's just a waste you just throw it away Dudy. But there's this mentality also where you say we need to just disperse our materials everywhere and Dr. Leitman I don't want to argue what more do you want from me what else Dudy, this website does it come to teach the wisdom of Kabbalah or integral education scientific language what is its character Dr. Leitman it's a website that tells the young well the current generation not the young necessarily tells them what we need to do now in our time in our generation what we must do in order to sustain life on earth
קיבלנו את כל מה שאתה עכשיו אומר אני אומר פה
Dudy. Okay so we accept everything you say and here on this in this stage so to speak I'm saying that yes we will do that we will meet and see now I want to have Dani Chaimovich who manages the Kabbalah La'am school college he has questions
Chaim,
can you hear me so I just want to clarify we didn't come to ask about how to advertise but rather to try to understand the inner state of people right now in this current right now what's happening in the world so we disseminate to many people we want to talk to people who are able to listen and come to study so do you think there will be a trend now where more people will become interested in the wisdom of Kabbalah? Well, I don't think so. Because they need to see all the states, they need to despair of the whole process, they need to see that it's going nowhere. and that they have nothing in their hands, they have nothing they get from all these institutions, governmental institutions, all these organizations. The more spiritual, the less spiritual, the more popular, the less popular. Then perhaps they'll be able to see what you suggest. Depends on what you suggest, what you disclose. Fine. So a person who comes to study with us, what does he need to get? Because following the Corona crisis, right? Is it just purely Kabbalah or something also relevant regarding current events? Look, Lightman, I don't know exactly what you're talking about. Maybe compose some questions and we'll answer, or perhaps you have some now. Danny, okay, we see that people always want to have some solutions to problems in life. Right? That's the way we did it also. You said to have the opening, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah in the second course of campus. The preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah to people who don't want it. Danny, well, they do want it. They come to study, but we decide what to teach them, right? Dr. Lightman, you're talking about people who come to study the wisdom of Kabbalah. Danny, yes. Dr. Lightman, so we've been doing that for the past 20 years. What are you asking? Danny, so if there are great changes in the world, so I'm asking if we should change something also. Dr. Lightman, of course you should adapt yourself to the times. Of course you should add things. Yes. Danny, okay, so another question. Many times there's this, we see that some people who come to study, you truly feel they have a point in the heart, and with some it develops maybe later, and some not at all. Is there a place to relate to this? Dr. Lightman, no, it's not immediate. First of all, let them learn, and then over time, yes, over time. Danny. Okay, so I wanted to ask, we always talk about nature. Is there room to talk about the creator of faith in God to the secular people also? Dr. Lightman, why? What for? So they turn to religion? They won't understand the differences that you're talking about. You also don't exactly understand. We're not talking about the creator. We talk about nature. It's no problem for me to speak about nature. I live within nature. I have a connection to nature. Nature that is revealed and the nature that is hidden. So call it God, call it nature. Show him where it's written that speaking about nature, speaking about God, it's the same word. The peace, an article called The Peace. Danny, okay, so I see that we see that people do have problems when they come, maybe some personal pain because someone passed away, or unemployment, personal unemployment. So in this new world now, should we talk about connection maybe more with people? Can we talk about something new? Dr. Lightman, are they ready? You're asking me? Of course you can, but are they ready? If not, they won't come. You cannot ask me about this because I don't know those people. And how can you ask me about this? Danny, okay. Well, we had another question we asked before. We used to have this free open lesson for beginners on Thursday, Tuesdays, if you remember. Just an open house, whoever wants can come. Dr. Lightman, look, I have on Fridays, I have lessons I have all the time. Duty, no, on Fridays. No, it's a recorded lesson. Look, we don't need to answer this right now.
No.
כן, שבת, שבת יש, כן.
Dr. Lightman, well, I don't have anything on Friday, Saturday rather. Danny, okay, look, it doesn't matter what time, what hour. I'm just asking on as a matter of principle, should we do that? Because we only have lessons for advanced students now, Dr. Lightman. And that's how it should be. I've been teaching for 20, 30 years now. I have students who can teach beginners. You don't invite a professor to first grade. What for? What's the use? Only perhaps commercial. I'm very definitely opposed to being pulled into all these things by force. Okay. Dudi, Noma, we're approaching the end of our meeting. Do you want to ask a question here? Noma. Yes, I didn't understand exactly. Will more points in the heart awaken in this time, right now? At this time? Dr. Lightman. Well, I cannot say. It's certain that they will, but how many, how, and how prominent they'll be over the others, I don't know. Certainly I cannot say. I thought about this. This is a very, very important question. But I don't know. I don't know exactly how the Creator will carry us, pull us through what paths. But here we need to have many paths, many twists and turns, either through blows, social problems, all sorts of such events happening to the people in the nation, or through the economy, or another virus or something. I don't know. Here you have so many factors. The Creator can play with it this way, that way. And I cannot, I also don't want to speak about these things so much ahead of time. But there are many, many different facets and viewpoints. Look, let's hope this all takes the right shape according to how we behave. Danny, so there's when a new point in the heart awakens, is there a message that will bring to us such people? Dr. Lightman, what people? Danny, people who have a point in the heart awaken in them in a very clear way, different to those just afraid of the crisis. Dr. Reichman, I don't think so. We actually need to bring in people who are actually afraid of the crisis and are ready to work. And look, I don't think there is a problem with people with people with a point in the heart today. I feel that there is a problem of having people who actually work, who are willing to give their energy and time, because they see that the world is going to ruin and they're willing to invest the time to help themselves and their children. These are the people we need, Danny. So we can invite them to come and become influential to help facilitate the changes. And Dr. Lightman, so you do that. Why are you asking me? I want you all to understand what kind of era we're in. And not that you will start thinking then inside your hearts and minds, but rather for you to write about this to people, awaken them, turn to them, approach them, and these people then should begin to be impressed by what you're writing. Otherwise, why all this work?
אפשר לשאול על זה?
כן.
Shelly, can I ask about this? So what is there to uniting our forces now if all of the people working on content and management and everything, if they all unite now, how will that make our dissemination better? Dr. Lightman, what forces? Your forces? Shelly, yes, if we unite our forces now, what? Dr. Lightman, I'm not saying that you should all say the same thing, but rather that you should all speak from one place, one source, as part of an organization that is concerned about new education for the new world, the new humanity, and most especially in the new people of Israel, the new nation of Israel. That should be clear. And I don't know where you write, but wherever you write, well, no change comes from that. It doesn't create any kind of impression. But if it's connected with more people, to more people, and there's a certain general trend there, that gives each one of you more power. Better outcomes. You need to have outcomes, really. Shelly.
לא שומעים.
Muted. Sorry. So it means that if a person meets us on Facebook or somewhere, he needs to go from there to a place where he feels great power, something international, something more diverse. I'm trying to understand the uniqueness of this site, the character of it. Dr. Reichman. Everything is on that site. Everything. Rather than scattered over 1,000 other sites, where this kind of separation is the source of all problems and all problems. Shelly, and you see this as work that is more connected, or where no one is stuck in his corner. This is better. Dr. Lightman, where each one is in his corner, that's the kind of work that I hate. I despise it. It's not a spiritual form. So I don't want to even think about it. You understand that you write in one place, Dudy writes in another place, Norma writes in a different place, and there's no connection between you. No one can say that it's all coming from some single source talking about the education of the people and so on. In many different languages, of course, different kind of... nobody can say that. So what power is there to that? Shelly, so you want to turn us to a spiritual school, right? All the people who create content, they're teachers, emissaries, envoys of that school, right? Dr. Lightman, correct. Finally, you've understood what we need to be like. Why do I want you to write? For what purpose? For a few people who may read it and that's it? I want you to have one united but diversified source of power, right? Otherwise, I don't want to talk to you at all of you. Excuse me, but there would be no point. We can continue like this for 10 years more and there won't be any positive outcome. All right? And if I'm shouting like I yelled at Shelly last time, it's due to my own weakness. And I'm sorry. I love you very much. Smile even more. So all the best to everyone. Bye. No, I'm waiting for you now. Noma. Yes, we have a show with Nitza now. Yes, I'm going there now.